I'm Jade McNeil and welcome to the BeSpace podcast, your bi-weekly dose of business and property realness. No hype, no fluff, and definitely no BS. Just honest conversations about what it really takes to build something from nothing. Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the BeSpace podcast with me, your host, Jade McNeil from BeSpace. So guys, listen, right, you are tuning in, so you know that I'm right at the start of my podcasting, don't want to use the journey word, but there it is, podcasting journey, right? So obviously myself and my team have really taken some time to kind of think about, you know, what topics do we want to cover right at the beginning? And we've got loads of like really good ones coming up. But when I kind of internalized that question to myself, what felt really right for me to cover is the topic of social media. The reason it feels completely right for me to cover is, you know, it's been an absolutely huge tool for me that I've utilized whilst growing my business over the years. But also like on a weekly, daily basis for the past 4 years of working with clients on a one-to-one, it's always a topic that comes up over and over again. And, you know, kind of like how people are seeing it, how they feel, how they think, how it's affecting them, so on and so forth. And I'm always being asked for like my views, my inputs, kind of how I manage this and how I approach that. So I thought I'd quite like to cover that topic today as I feel like it really, you know, resonates with a lot of people. What I want to say though, straight away, is like my stomping ground in terms of social media is Instagram. Right, that's where I've built BeSpace from, that's where I feel comfortable, that's what I feel like I know and understand, and yeah, that's like, you know, that's my place. So I'm not by any means saying that you know, the kind of thoughts and feelings that I'm going to share off every single platform, I'm really talking, you know, in and around Instagram. And also, you know, this episode for me, it's not just about what I think. It's not just about what I kind of, you know, do and so on. I will be including comments and feedback from the wider Instagram community, the property and business community on Instagram that I'm connected to, and sharing their thoughts and feelings about the platform at the moment. Now, guys, you know, if you followed me over the years on Instagram, you'll know that I'm very kind of honest, open, and to say as it is. And I want to be completely transparent with you all here now. Like, you know, I have absolutely monetized social media over the years, you know, big time. And that's been very, very intentional from me. I see it as something that is in my business model, that, you know, is my marketing strategy over the years. And yeah, if you ask me to quantify that, you know, I've raised a lot of private finance. I've met my incredible business partners, which has enabled me to scale through my joint ventures. I've created from nothing a six-figure consultancy business. I've grown a community, like I've created collaborations. I've really, really utilized it. But like with everything I do, it's like super strategic, super intentional. I know what I'm trying to get out of being on there. So I just want to say that from the beginning. So, you know, this episode's not going to it's not going to be me going, oh my God, get off, like, you know, go hug a tree. It's bad for your soul, it's bad for your energy. I mean, yeah, oh my God, it can be. But look, if you're running a business, like, you've got to learn how to manage it, how to get the best out of it. So I guess, you know, just kind of going back to my own story, like when I started BeSpace, I kind of like had two things really, two tools in my toolbox, if you like. One was like, you know, pretty good at design, like, you know, knew what I was doing there, still do, hopefully. And the other thing is that I was quite confident on Instagram and I was happy to like post. And, you know, that was an absolute game changer for me. And in episode one of the pod where I talk about my story, you know, I go into that in some detail. But like starting my Instagram account was fundamentally the thing that just kickstarted everything and absolutely like changed my life. So for that reason, you know, I'll always be super grateful to the platform. And, you know, I've done multiple posts in the past saying I'd be grateful to the little squares. And it's true. It's really, really true. Yeah, but you know what? A lot has changed, hasn't it? Like a lot has changed. And I guess we have to ask the question why, like how did it used to be? So like years ago, if I think how my Instagram experience was, it was very much more like community focused, really. It was more about support. It was more about connection, and it felt like really authentic, like compared to how it feels now. And I feel like, you know, other platforms have popped up like TikTok, you know, and it's really taken, I'm going to say it, it's taken a bit of a dark turn, hasn't it? Like it's really changed Instagram because it's become more of a kind of like competitive, you've got 3 seconds to grab my attention and then now you're out. So therefore people's choice of making content is often quite questionable / ridiculous. And I think for a lot of us, that's quite, you know, off-putting at times. Unfortunately, in the property development space, I mean, I'm sure it's like it in lots of industries, but you know, what I've seen change over the years is it's become less social media, clues in the name, you know, more salesy, definitely. And there are those individuals that have capitalized on, you know, being more visual, shall we say, on social media. So, you know, obviously I'm referring to those that are showboating, you know, like I was taught that phrase by an old mentee, shout out to Demelza, a couple of years ago. And I think it's more of a Southern kind of reference to people. And when she described it to me, like showboating, I was like, oh my God, there's so much of that happening. So I'm talking about your people on your Lambos. I'm talking about your people having photo shoots out in Dubai. I'm talking about your people giving it the big one. I'm talking about your people who are trying to sell you the dream like it's going to happen really quickly. Like, unfortunately, my industry, property development industry, it's quite easy to do that because of the nature of the product, of what we're, you know, trying to acquire and develop and so on. So there is a lot of showboating out there. And, you know, how do we distinguish what's real and what's not? Well, for me, it's really simple. Like, if we're talking about property development, there's just one thing that I need to see, right? I'm happy for you if you're successful and you've got it going on and you've worked hard and you've got nice things and that's how you want to show yourself to the world. Good for you. But where's your property at? Like, I need to see your bricks and mortar. If you're putting yourself out there as a property developer, that's what I want to see, you know? Because doing one buy to let or one flip does not mean you can just go into a Range Rover garage and buy a range. It just doesn't. And then start training people. And I think that that's the problem, that social media has enabled a lot of people who are kind of in, you know, in that camp to be able to do that and have a platform to show it. And it's just not real. If it feels too good to be true, then the chances are it probably is. But unfortunately, you know, on socials, they do actually have that platform where they are able to show off. Like, I don't need to name any names here. We all know. We all see the stuff. We all see the accounts. Like, did they feel legit? I mean, probably if they don't, then they're not. Is that fair to say? But I just need to see your buildings. Like, if you're giving it me the big and saying you're the successful property developer, cool, let me see your buildings, right? You can see mine. I mean, I'm not giving it the big end. I've got a lot of work to do, you know, to build my own portfolio still. And I'm very, very focused on that. But like, see all my buildings, like scroll back through my Insta, go on my website, like they're everywhere. You can't miss my portfolio. Therefore, it's legitimate, isn't it? You know, and that's really what I want to see. Like I said, great. You know, I think we're all happy to see someone that's doing well for themselves. But like, don't say you're a property developer and you've done well through property and then not show the actual bricks and mortar. I think that's my biggest frustration. I think a lot of people, like, you know, feel like that. So this is a good chance for me to kind of say it as it is, say what people are thinking. I think, you know, something that can kind of come off the back of that, of kind of being sucked in by the showboaters, is it can feel quite natural to feel like you're maybe not doing enough, like you're not achieving enough because you've not got what they've got going on. And we've all had that in the past, definitely. But I think, you know, it is really important to take things with a massive pinch of salt, like genuinely. And I kind of guess that links to the feeling of, you know, content overload. We all feel that. Like sometimes I'll go onto, you know, the app and I open it up and all it feels like is faces talking at me like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh God, not this again. And I just want to come off it and just like never go on it again. Like even I have that, right, guys? Like I joked, this is quite funny. I joked around our mastermind table. So I used to run a wicked mastermind with my good friend Andy Graham in Sheffield. And on one of the last sessions, maybe October, November last year, we were talking again about social media, because again, it always comes up all the time. Even with those, you know, they're really experienced business people, they're even still like navigating the ways through it and asking the questions. And I run about Instagram and I was like, look, let's be honest, folks, like hell could freeze over, I'd still be on Instagram posting. Like I've been there for a while. I've got no intentions to go. You know, and I definitely would still be there. But oh God, I'm savvy on there. But even I feel like, oh God, I just log on and I've got all these people like la 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 talking to me all the time. So I get that. So you know, if you get that, I can completely connect to you. So what do I do about that? Well, what I do is I'm conscious about who I follow. I'm conscious about the content that I want to consume. So yeah, okay, this content we put out there ourselves, we're gonna talk about that a bit more. But like what I want to consume, what I wanna see, like I spend my time making sure that I'm following accounts that, you know, inspire me, like make me laugh, bring me joy, like motivate me. You know, I did a massive cull of people I was following, I think last year. I think I was following like 1,000 people. I think I took that down to like a couple of hundred because I'm like, sorry, but you're not relevant. You're not relevant to me, not adding any value to me. So it's an unfollow. So that's kind of like one of my self-management tools to kind of not see the things I don't want to see. That said, caveat, obviously we know sponsored ads, right? You can't escape them, can you? So sometimes it's like kind of like non-avoidable, it gets targeted and I'm always like, this is irrelevant, I don't want to see this. So it's about that kind of like having that management of like, what do we want to consume? You don't have to follow everyone back. You know, think about like what inspires me. Does this person, you know, or this, sorry, not this person, this business, this person, whoever, this brand, they're good for my energy. Do I feel, you know, it's super important for us all to have those benchmarks and be inspired. Like that's what we're really looking for from the people that I follow. I want to feel inspired. I don't want to look at something and think, oh, you know, that's not legit. I don't think I'll ever be. I get a lot of DMs from close friends like, oh my God, have you seen this? And I love that. And my response is always the same after like, what the fuck? But like, my response is always like, where'd you find this? Where'd you find this? And yeah, it's never going away, is it? Like, it's never going to go away. It's always going to be there. You're always going to get those people coming in and like trying to sell you the dream. They've always been there, guys, since like 2017, as far as I'm aware. And they ain't going to go anywhere like quick. But what we can do is we can like not follow, we can not see as much as we can. Like that would absolutely be something I harnessed last year. It is definitely, you know, been of a positive for me. Another change actually that I think it's really important to kind of go over that I made myself, because, you know, having a business that's got a big part of it that's online, it can be very all consuming. Like you can feel like, oh my God, I'm always on my phone, I'm always responding to DMs, I've always got notifications popping, like it can take over. And I definitely felt a few years ago like I'm not feeling very kind of like present in my own life and like I'm always on my phone. so something I implemented for myself a couple of years ago was, you know, what are the boundaries I need in place with social media to make it a positive experience? So, oh my God, the golden rule, number one, turn off your notifications. You do not need your notifications on. You know, have some self-management boundaries. When are you on there? So one of mine is, like, you know, in the morning, generally my week, like, I'd do the school run, get home, you know, take my dogs for a walk if I've got the time. I sit down, I have my breakfast, I do two things in the same time. I open my MacBook, Slack, bing, that pops up, and my Insta, and then I spend that first kind of like 30 to 60 minutes a day replying to my DMs, following up, might manage it. And then pretty much after that, I might go on at lunchtime, you know, again. And then maybe towards the back end of the working day. I certainly do not spend my evenings sat on my B-Space Instagram, death scrolling. That was another great phrase that a friend taught me a couple of, like, last year, death scrolling. It's so true, isn't it? Like, just scroll, scroll, scroll. Like, I don't do that. So I'm really, like, conscious, like, get off your phone, Jade. Don't be on your phone now. It's not bringing anything to the table, like, literally. And also, so that's kind of like in the working week for me, but also weekends, like, I do not do it. So Monday to Thursday are my working days. And that includes my Insta, because my Insta is such a big part of my business that I am not on it on a Friday, really, unless my week changes and I don't have a day off and for whatever reason, you know, I decide to work. I'm certainly not on my Insta any other time. So having, you know, those boundaries of it's a work tool, it's a way on my day off, it's a way on the weekend because it's family time. It just means that I'm present and I'm just not in it, right? And it really, I can't stress enough, like, how much that has helped me over the years to kind of, like, take back some control from being on social media. And that's been, like, a big game changer for sure. You know, just having those boundaries. And if you follow these episodes along, I'll talk a lot around boundaries in different ways for our business. But that kind of, you know, self-managing your own boundaries is super important. Feeding into the idea of kind of like self-management, you know, one massive topic it always comes up in relation to socials is comparing yourself to others. We've all done it. We have all done it, including me. And I always give, like, if I'm with a client or a friend or whatever, actually, like, I always give the same bit of advice. And again, this is something that I've had to build into myself over the years to kind of stop those feelings of self-doubt through comparison creeping in. And my advice is this, right? Put on your racehorse blinkers. And, like, any mentee that's listening to this would be like, oh, she goes again. Bloody racehorses. I have to get the horses in there, guys. You know, I'm a crazy equestrian person. But listen, seriously, like, put on your racehorse blinkers. This is your gig, right? Straightforward. Boom. This is your path that you're on. Do not spend the time and the energy looking to the left, looking to the right, going, oh, this person's doing that. That makes me feel like shit. So I'm not going to do that. You're on your path. Understand why. Understand why you're on there. Understand what you're trying to, you know, get in return of being on there, what the strategy is with your social media. Put on your racehorse blinkers and go. You are always going to get those people that make you feel a little bit uncertain. I definitely have had that and I still do the odd time. And that's just human nature. That is just completely natural. But you've got to remember what you're doing, why you're doing it, what path you're on, and just really, really get your head down and stick to that. Okay, so just know that it's totally, totally natural to compare to others, but it's not helpful. You're not helping yourself. So the next time you do that, pause, stop, racehorse blinkers, go. I also think that when we spend a lot of time kind of like, you know, we're in content overload, we're looking at other people's stuff and feeling not good enough, like, what that inevitably means for us is with our own content that we're creating, it can be quite debilitating. Like, it can just stop you in your tracks. Like, I don't know what to say. That, I mean, I have to deal with this constantly with clients. Like, what do I talk about? Well, my answer's always the same. Like, you need to talk about the thing that you're, you know, the intention that you've got on the platform. So in business terms, it might be, you know, you are looking to showcase your property development that you're working on, because later on down the line, what you need to be able to do is meet a business partner, raise private finance. Or your intention could simply be, and this is, you know, really the case for a lot of my mentees that I encourage in the early days, that want to engage on social media, it's about building connection and community and network, and kind of, you know, being able to reach out to other people that are on a similar path to what you are, and just kind of seeing that and being exposed to that. Because for me in my early days, that was, as I mentioned at the start of the episode, like just massive. And I don't think it's something that we should overlook, because you know what? Not everybody's on a sales pitch. Some people's intention for using social media is to connect. So as I mentioned at the start of the episode, what I thought might be really beneficial to everybody is to kind of get a real hands-on sense of how the Instagram community is feeling about social media in general. So I do what I always do. I took to my stories and I asked my own community, like, how are you feeling? Like, and the response was absolutely staggering. So I'm just going to read the first section of each of my questions out. And I really think this puts things into context, and it's not just my view, it's how everyone's feeling. So the first question I asked the Instagram community was, how are you feeling about social media for your business right now? So here's some of the results. I find it difficult to prioritize, but I know it's important, but also not at the stage to outsource due to size, which I think is super common. Doesn't feel very social anymore, just sales, lead magnets and sales funnels. Mm-hmm. Better than it was, but feels like you have to be polarizing to gain attention. Yep. Great for business, terrible for mindset. Exhausting and stale. I've met some wonderful people on Insta. It's something I do when I have something to say. Time consuming, but a necessary evil. I still struggle to post regularly, and it often feels like a chore. It's hard to stand out, and a necessary evil. So some really interesting feedback there from a selection of people, you know, all feeling, I don't know, kind of like, I'm feeling that the energy I get from that is like, it's a grind, it's hard work. So the next question that I asked the community is, what do you think are the best and worst parts about social media right now? So the responses I got were, I like being inspired. I dislike only showing the best bits, which makes you think you're not doing enough. Still good for networking, but too many idiots spouting rubbish to get attention. Amen to that one. Lets you interact with a lot of people. So many people are fake. Connecting with nice people. So bad, how time consuming it is. Good, networking and support from people you wouldn't have met. Best, community, brackets, when it's genuine. Worst, the repetitive sales like manner people posting. Best, it's free and you can promote your business. Worst, it's very time consuming. Best, connections, support. Bad, the sheer volume of fakery, distraction and comparison. Best part is having access to inspiring peers. Worst part, some talk more than they deliver, sadly. Worst, it's all fake news. Best, I like to see people win. Worst, and best, connection. So there you have it. That's the views, the energy coming from the Instagram community. And I know from looking at some of the names that on the part of the list that I've read out there, some really experienced people that have been around for a long time, you know, giving their honest views about how they're feeling about social media. So that probably resonates with you too. So just take some comfort in knowing this, that like there's so many of us that, you know, have our dark times with it, and we don't enjoy it, and we do get comparison, you know, and we do get content overload. But I guess my final thought is, how do you deal with that? I'll come back to those boundaries, right? Like, that is the most powerful thing you can do with managing social media. Like, turn off your notifications, Think about your time. Bake that into your working day. Have clear intention. This is why I'm here. This is who I want to connect with. Think about who you're following, who you're consuming. Is it good for your soul? Is it motivating you? Is it making you feel creative? Does it make you feel inspired? Like, ask yourself that. If it isn't, unfollow, block, do whatever you need to do. It's your experience. So curate it the way that feels good to you. Never ever be afraid to just take a step back. Like, I've done it so many times over the years where I'm like, I need a bit of a break actually from this, you know? And I think in January I put a post out there just saying, I've got a lot on. Like, I'm so busy with all the different parts of the business that I am not going to be, you know, putting out as much content, because behind the scenes we're working on a lot of changes with B-Space and the brand. So, you know, I don't want to talk about things that are not quite relevant at the moment. And taking a step back, does that have any effect on, you know, kind of like the results I'm getting from being on the platform? Absolutely not. If anything, it just shows complete authenticity to step back and go, I need a break, you know, because it's a lot, and that's fine. So anytime that you feel like that, do it. Trust me, it'll still be there when you come back. But guys, listen, right, my final thought to kind of wrap this episode up is it's not going anywhere. So you need to find a way if you want to grow your business, right? You want to connect, you need to raise finance later, you need to do something to grow to scale. You're probably going to have to leverage this tool, right? It's very simple for me. My Instagram is one thing. It's a visual CV. It's a place that I can send people to, you know, see all the projects I've done over the years, all the things we've been through, the ups and downs. And let me tell you, right, there's a lot more downs that happen in the business day to day, and challenges, should I say, that are not documented on my socials, because sometimes I think, is this relevant for my audience? No, I don't think it is, to know about, you know, tenant issues or maintenance issues, like blah, blah, blah. It's all part of running a business, isn't it? But yeah, like, you've got to find your way to harness it and just utilize that bad boy. Utilize it. Make it make you money. But please, if you're going to do that, like, really think about how you deliver that. Because, you know, from the community comments, people feel like they're being sold to. They feel like a lot of it's fake. My advice, like, get your blinkers on, your resource blinkers on. You know, be you, be truly authentic, and just document what you're doing in your own voice, anyone else's voice. And yeah, you know, big opportunities will come from the back of that. So I really, really hope that that has helped you. Like, I hope it may have put some demons to bed about social media. None of us love it 100% of the time, but it's kind of your mindset, isn't it? And how you see it as a tool within your business. So yeah, a big, big topic, hugely influential in me building B-Space, and I have no intentions to take the brakes off. Does it mean I'm churning out content every single day? Absolutely not, because we have lots of things going on all the time. But one thing with me, and one thing I'm super proud to say, is that I have shown up. I have consistently shown up over the years. I've consistently, steadily grown on there over the years. And I think that is what makes a good, tangible, inspiring social media account. It's consistency, it's steady growth, you know, and it's just having that real, authentic voice that people can connect to. But listen, before I completely wrap up this episode, I have got some really exciting mega news. My next event, ladies, I get so many DMs from the ladies in my community, my online community, saying, Jade, when are we doing the next Hive event? So my all-female community at the Hive, you know, I've done plenty of face-to-face events over the past couple of years. Girls, the next one is coming. So we are working towards a date in early June. We are going to have a fabulous networking event. We're going to eat some gorgeous food. We're going to have an amazing panel of inspiring women. TBC, girls, TBC is coming. Details are coming. So look, make sure you're following me on Instagram, 3_B-Space. Check the show notes below and just stay tuned for more announcements. But yeah, it's happening. The next Hive meet. completely overdue and absolutely needed. That's a wrap for another episode of the Be Space podcast. I've been your host, Jade McNeil, property developer, mentor, and business coach. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platforms. And until next time, remember, don't believe the hype and always keep it real.